This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
So, President Trump's breaking down some of the new acts he's involved in, and we also have the transcripts being leaked, where we've got the president talking to the Mexican president, saying, look, we're not going to have NAFTA and GATT and all this. You know, you're going to pay for the wall. You know, we're propping up your country. You get hundreds of billions of dollars from us. You're going to do this. You've got a southern wall. Quit acting like, you know, what we're trying to do is wrong. You control your border. I mean, the transcripts are powerful. And this is how they think they're hurting Trump. Washington Post obtains full transcripts of president's confidential talks with Mexico and Australia developing. And now, 6 months in, Trump's about to have his first working vacation. They're saying, oh, he's lazy. He said he'd never play golf. He said he wouldn't play golf during crises. And he also said that he wouldn't take as many vacations, which he hasn't. Then they point out that, oh, his vacations cost more because of security. That's the Democrats everywhere saying killing. Are you going to take the millions of dollars it costs for him to travel versus the $4 trillion in the stock market? Now it's $400-plus billion in new jobs and the economy coming back right as they try to throw a wet blanket on it? Simply incredible. Milo Yiannopoulos is going to be with us for 2 hours in studio coming up, ladies and gentlemen, to talk about censorship, how his book was banned in America, and so much more. But first, here is President Trump in several clips talking about some of the new legislation, some of the new acts, some of the new things he's actually doing. That's why the media keeps pitching the fact that he hasn't gotten anything done, when he's gotten more done than any president I've ever seen in the first 2 or 3 years. I mean, he's got the economy back to where Reagan had it. It took Reagan 4 years. But again, they've got to invert reality. They passed legislation to start shutting down free media in America. They go after InfoWars and Breitbart by name. They turn it around and say Trump's not using the money to shut down ISIS when he's destroying ISIS, and the money's meant to shut down the press. That's how they deceive. Here's a few clips of the president.
As a candidate, I campaigned on creating a merit-based immigration system that protects U.S. workers and taxpayers, and that is why we are here today, merit-based. The RAISE Act, R-A-I-S-E, the RAISE Act will reduce poverty, increase wages, and save taxpayers billions and billions of dollars. It will do this by changing the way the United States issues green cards to nationals from other countries. Green cards provide permanent residency, work authorization, and fast track to citizenship. For decades, the United States was operated and has operated a very low-skilled immigration system, issuing record numbers of green cards to low-wage immigrants. This policy has placed substantial pressure on American workers, taxpayers, and community resources. Among those hit the hardest in recent years have been immigrants and, very importantly, minority workers competing for jobs against brand new arrivals. And it has not been fair to our people, to our citizens, to our workers. The RAISE Act ends chain migration and replaces our low-skilled system with a new points-based system for receiving a green card. This competitive application process will favor applicants who can speak English, financially support themselves and their families, and demonstrate skills that will contribute to our economy. The RAISE Act prevents new migrants and new immigrants from collecting welfare and protects U.S. workers from being displaced. And that's a very big thing. They're not going to come in and just immediately go and collect welfare. That doesn't happen under the RAISE Act. They can't do that. Crucially, the green card reforms and the RAISE Act will give American workers a pay raise by reducing unskilled immigration. This legislation will not only restore our competitive edge in the 21st century, but it will restore the sacred bonds of trust between America and its citizens. This legislation demonstrates our compassion.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
They use their media to assassinate real news. They use their schools to teach children that their president is another Hitler. They use their movie stars and singers and comedy shows and award shows to repeat their narrative over and over again. And then they use their ex-president to endorse the resistance. All to make them march, make them protest, make them scream racism and sexism and xenophobia and homophobia, to smash windows, burn cars, shut down interstates and airports, bully and terrorize the law-abiding, until the only option left is for the police to do their jobs and stop the madness. And when that happens, they'll use it as an excuse for their outrage. The only way we stop this, the only way we save our country and our freedom, is to fight this violence of lies with the clenched fist of truth. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
System, the company store, the paradigm of absolute control. And that's why we're just out here doing simple things, pointing out that we're meant to be in nature and be natural. And this is where we find the source that God made to transcend the new world order. And that's why they want to try to keep us out of it.
I'm angry. I've had enough of these people. Little bunch of Christian murderers gone. Now a giant death factory's keeping babies alive. Selling their body parts. What more do you need to know about these people? I go out and face these scum. They literally crawl out from under us. They have green looking skin. Must be
All right, folks. Milo Yiannopoulos. I was watching Fox News. Is here in studio with us. Milo Yiannopoulos is in studio. He has the new book, Back Like the Phoenix from the Dead, months after. It was number one on Amazon in the top 10 before it even came out on the New York Times best-selling list. And first they said, it's a hateful book, even though we haven't read it. We're not going to allow it to be on the New York Times bestseller list, which they've announced they do to conservative libertarian books. And then they pulled it and said, we're not going to issue the books we've printed now. Modern book burning, where the books are destroyed before they ever hit the bookstore shelves. His crime is not playing into their official narrative. He's with us here for the next 2 hours to cover the waterfront here in Austin. The book is now out. We sell it at InfoWarsStore.com. Dangerous with Milo. And it's got him there with his German Shepherd on the back. Milo, good to have you here.
Lovely to meet you. And lovely to see you again.
Yeah, a lot of folks are very excited you're here.
Well, thank you. Thanks so much for having me. It's a show that I like to watch even when I'm not on it, which is the highest compliment I can pay you.
Well, thanks for putting up with
our business. You know, that's about as high a compliment as you can
pay. It was good to meet you at the RNC, and you know, Trump won. Their fake polls proved wrong. They've got new fake polls out saying Trump's super unpopular, but the bots and computer evidence we have shows he's more popular than ever.
Yeah, I mean, I just don't trust anything I read anymore. I just don't believe a bit of it, and it's the most extraordinary thing that's happened to the American media, which has always been the dumbest media. It's always been the stupidest media of anywhere in the world. I mean, you go to Britain, you know, you've got sharp, smart, brilliant, incredibly gifted, waspish gadflies, whether it's the tabloid media or whatever. You come to American media, and they are, by some margin, the dumbest people, the dumbest press anywhere in the Western world. We've gone from sort of pitying them to being, in open warfare with them. Anybody who actually believes in freedom, the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, any of the things that make this wonderful country, you know, such a fantastic place to live, if you care about any of that stuff, I think you have no option but to be in open warfare against the establishment.
That's right, because they are in open war with us now.
Well, they started it.
They're saying kill the president. Now they've got Al Gore. They've got Brennan on TV saying we're about to remove the president in a coup. I mean, this is like the Twilight Zone that they're openly doing this. They banned your book. Let's start there. It's now out. Dangerous. Was banned. Go through that for folks.
Well, I had a deal with Simon & Schuster, and the publishing industry is perhaps even worse than the journalism industry. It's about the most left-wing of all of the American establishment industries of all. They did a contract with me, and in the contract, in the legal contract, it specifically describes me as controversial and as a provocateur. So they knew when they signed a deal with me that I was controversial, and that's why.
And that's the whole point.
That's why they wanted me. Exactly. Now, later on, leftist pressure got to them. And they decided that they're probably going to lose, you know, Roxane Gay, this fat feminist woman who writes endlessly about how much she eats, was going to pull her book. And apparently some people out there in America buy stuff like that. And all these other people, they were going to lose so much money from their leftist authors that I think they did a business calculation. They said, you know what, let's cut this guy loose because otherwise it's going to cause us problems with our liberals.
And they also want to set the precedent for no platforming, where they just put everybody into the phantom zone like YouTube's doing now, where we don't ban your video. It's still there in another dimension digitally, just no one can see it.
Yeah, no one can see it. There's an interstitial over it in case you accidentally do happen upon this contraband material. You can't comment on it. You can't vote on it. We're going to let you put it up there for people who really, 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 that you directly send to it. But no one's going to happen upon it, which is, of course, how everybody gets views on YouTube, is by people, you know, with related videos or, you know, recommended for you. That's how these sites work. So by denying conservatives and libertarians access to the mechanisms through which these sites grow so quickly and how people, most importantly, grow their audiences and grow their businesses, effectively, you're kind of like cutting them off whilst, you know, in this very slippery way that technically we're allowing you on the platform, but all of the best features of the platform, we're going to switch off for you because we don't like what you said.
And that's what the Nazis did. They first put you in a ghetto, then they starve you out, they marginalize you, then they ship you off to the forced labor camp. And then, of course, they shoot you in the head.
Well, I'm hoping Google executives aren't going to come for us with AK-47s.
But, you know, the left is calling for murder, for death, for civil war. I mean, you've had your events canceled because they're out there attacking people savagely. I think they have come.
I mean, look, people used to laugh at right-wing media for saying stuff like this, and then everything became true. You know, UC Berkeley, I couldn't give a talk about cultural appropriation, the most bizarre, pointless, abstract, academic, you know, nonsense. You're just another way the left is trying to pretend that everybody's racist. And I wanted to give a talk about cultural appropriation. I wanted to wear a Native American headdress. You know, it's a silly, campy talk from a British fag who likes to crack fat jokes, and they wouldn't allow it to proceed. Something as unthreatening as me, You know, they wouldn't allow it to proceed. So can you imagine what they're doing behind the scenes to think, to people who are not unthreatening? But, you know, they burn the town up. $100,000 worth of damage to UC Berkeley itself, $500,000 worth of damage to downtown Berkeley, and to say nothing of the violence at the inauguration.
And they beat up white lesbian women just because they were white. They must be racist, and they deserve to be beat up, too, even though they're liberals. I mean, it is just frothing piranha-like behavior.
Well, there's this hierarchy of privilege that they've assembled that I talk about in the book. You know, I'm searching for sort of the perfect weapon in our culture war. I want a sort of disabled Muslim lesbian immigrant
tranny.
You know, who happens somehow to be a conservative, because when we find her, it's all over. When we find her, the identity politics wars are done. There's this hierarchy.
I identify as a leprechaun.
Do you? Well, you've got that cheeky smile of the Irish. I'm not too tall. I can see you as a leprechaun.
And I'm bowlegged. Me like a charms. Well, I'm going to be the first male leprechaun to have a baby, too.
Really? Really? That'll be exciting. This is, you heard it here first. Well, I identify as a New York Times best-selling author, which, despite the machinations of Simon & Schuster, I actually am in the real world.
Let's go back to this, because we just glaze over it as libertarians, as conservatives. You know, we get knocked down, we get back up, we don't turn into drama queens. Imagine if the left had a book banned. So your book was banned when it was number one on Amazon, in the top 10 on New York Times, banned, clearly going to number one. So let's talk about that, roll through that, and where you are now.
Yeah, well, I mean, the book hadn't been released yet, and Simon & Schuster caved to leftist pressure, I think, because they did a business calculation and said, you know, the amount of the left hates this guy so much that it's going to impact our business elsewhere. Well, the thing, they're not entitled to do that. If they were planning to cave to leftist pressure, or they thought it might be a risk, they shouldn't have signed a deal with me. This actually isn't so much a free speech thing as a contract thing. Are they going to stick to their word? They did a deal with me. These publishers like to make money from conservatives. They will sign up Mark Levin and Rush Limbaugh and, you know, all these other big selling authors, make money from them, and use that money to give Lena Dunham, Amy Schumer, and Hillary Clinton multi-million-dollar advances they never earn back. You know, so they make money out of conservatives. They make money out of you guys by selling books from people you like, and they kind of, you know, they publish conservative authors, you know, with tweezers, like holding their nose while they're doing it. They're perfectly happy to collect the checks, but they don't really want to be associated. So they do these things called imprints, where conservative authors, for instance, with Simon & Schuster, aren't published by Simon & Schuster. They're published by Threshold Editions. So Simon & Schuster can say, oh, that's just the conservative imprint, but they're perfectly happy to collect the money, you know?
Again, they're putting people in ghettos.
Exactly, but they are.
But then the ghettos become the most popular avant-garde areas. Don't they understand the Streisand effect?
No, and the problem is, if you're going to throw a house party, and say, if you go to their house party, you can't come to our house party, you better make sure your party's the best one. And unfortunately for them, libertarians and conservatives are throwing the best parties right now. You know, we're so much more joyful and fun. Look at the...
And more inclusive. We don't care what you're like as long as you're not hitting us over the head with bike locks.
No, exactly. I mean, it's an adherence to principle. Like, we just want to be able to say, do, and be whatever we want and be left
but
alone.
Isn't that the big secret? We'll call ourselves conservatives because we, you know, don't mind the attacks. But I've always just been a libertarian, free-thinking, open society guy. It's the left trying to kill classical liberalism, and so I see them as very anti-liberal. I don't think these terms mean anything.
Well, it's a kind of quirk of linguistic history, isn't it, that the left in America are called liberal when they have nothing to do with the liberals. They have no liberal qualities. They don't believe in any liberal things. Classical liberalism was supposed to be about doing whatever you want so long as it doesn't hurt anybody else. J.S. Mill, On Liberty, the Harm Principle. You know, do whatever you want, provided that your actions don't negatively impact the people around you. Well, that's literally the opposite of the American left. You know, they seem to want to regulate.
Run every language, I mean, they want total control.
Where? I mean, what if I want dreadlocks? Nope, you're white, that makes you a racist. No, that's just, you know, this cultural appropriation thing I was going to talk about at UC Berkeley is another way the left tries to imply everyone's racist. It says, if you haven't suffered the injustices as a member of a
particular culture. Sure, it starts with banning Halloween parties, and right. Soon it's everything. Milo Yiannopoulos is with us, the new book available everywhere, Dangerous with Milo. I don't want you to read it. Well, it's available at InfoWarsStore.com.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At 30dayfood.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At 30dayfood.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for a superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free, but that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. 30dayfood.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings along to you. Go to 30dayfood.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's 30dayfood.com at 800-700-2184.
A great president once said, "The 9 most feared words in the English language. I am from the government and I'm here to help. Adequacy of loss absorbing capacity. You call that help? That's the mandate approved by the G20. The banks can steal your money." Well, they can't steal your gold and silver that you fully control. You can have it delivered into an IRA at a depository under lock and key, where you can hide it where no one can find it, not even your wife.
What?
Sorry, honey. Your CDs, money market accounts, and savings accounts are all at risk. Call GSI Exchange at 800-474-9159. We have 75 years of market experience. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. 800-474-9159. Call now and get a free bank failure survival guide. 800-474-9159.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
It's time to get greedy. A real zinc shortage is upon us. The Wall Street Journal says zinc supplies are down to 3 weeks. Mine supply is struggling to meet demand. And no major discoveries in the last 22 years. What's it mean for you? Keith Neumeyer, who's made hundreds of millions investing in hard asset mining plays, is making his biggest call yet. Download a special zinc report at futuremoneytrends.com/Z. Don't wait. Get your special zinc report today at futuremoneytrends.com/Z.
At Humalife, we believe your health is your wealth. That's why we offer an exclusive, potent, and pure selection of OMRI-certified 100% organic humic and fulvic acid concentrates. These two acids stop viruses and harmful bacteria and increase frequency, vibration, and vitality. In fact, they're called the missing link to your health. Pure liquid organic ATP energy rebuilds and regrows the immune system. You are the doctor at Humalife. You know best because you are the test. Find out more at HumalifeUSA.com. That's HumalifeUSA.com.
KD Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at KDArmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at CATIArmor.com.
Get out on the highway.
Head out on the highway.
Looking for adventure.
Looking for
but don't
adventure.
Annoy a liberal to take control language. Don't have a Halloween party. Don't have a costume party. Don't try to have a speech. Don't try to publish a book. Don't criticize Muslims that are cutting people's genitals off and throwing gays off buildings. Because if you do, we'll call for you to be put in prison. Milo Yiannopoulos is our guest. We're going to open the phones up in the second hour. The book is Dangerous, banned by a major publisher. So finish up with the saga of that, because it's so interesting.
Sure.
Because it was just in the news. Well, he deserves to have his book when it's a bestseller pulled. I mean, this is unprecedented digital book burning.
It is, and it was, you know, it was just the most remarkable thing for me to have them cave to leftist pressure. I mean, they're not entitled to do that. If you're going to do that, don't sign deals with conservatives. Don't take our money. Don't take our readers' money. Go try and make money if you can off Amy Schumer and Lena Dunham, so long as people find these, you know,
Which they can't. They just force feed us these people.
These people were instructed to find beautiful and instructed to find talented. And
remember, they banned you off Twitter for criticizing women as the Ghostbusters.
No, listen, that Ghostbusters movie was so awful.
It bankrupted the studio.
I had the temerity to criticize Leslie Jones' performance. And by the way, I actually stood up for her. I said it was a shame that she had to do that whole, like, stereotypical black woman routine. And it would be nice if somebody could just happen to be a black woman on screen and didn't have to go and didn't have to play up to the stereotype. Because I thought if I was the kind of person to be offended by that kind of thing, I might have found it patronizing. I was sticking up for her, and they still came for me anyway.
Well, that's the thing. People say, hey, I'm not being racist. Don't ban me. No, we need to say, listen, everybody's got free speech as long as you don't call for violence. But instead, they can call for violence, then we're restricted.
Well, they do call for violence, and they don't just call for it, but they do it. And they do it outside my college talks. They do it with the president's inauguration. They do it all over the place, and they're perfectly happy to threaten it, and they're perfectly happy to see through on their threats. And when you see Yvette Falarca, for instance, that's a school teacher. She's a school teacher, a member of By Any Means Necessary, which is kind of like Antifa Light. You know, they won't quite admit that they go and smash things up, but By Any Means Necessary, the clue's in the name, isn't it? You know, she's a school teacher, and she's going on Tucker Carlson proudly saying this. We're very happy that we got Milo shut down. We're very happy. And he's like, well, but you're using violence to stop political speech. That's like the definition of fascism. And she says, no, he is a hate monger and calling for genocide. I said, what do you mean calling for genocide? Where's your evidence? And she said, he's just hateful. You know, you push them to a certain point, and it's the same old thing. You get to a certain point with liberals, you get to a certain point with progressives, and it's just, I don't like you, therefore you're evil, therefore you can't be allowed a platform. This idea of hate speech, which really just means you're conservative and I don't have any facts to disprove you, so we must drive you out of public life. This is what happened with this book. Unfortunately, I mean, I went out, I raised money myself, I've got it published, I started my own imprint, in fact, and now I hope to publish other people who simply...
Isn't that the way to get around the censorship? Is this we just leave the structure and build our own?
I think it is, and conservatives have been talking about this for decades, but they spend a lot of time talking and not much time doing, and I think one of the things that you and I have in common is that we've actually gone out and done the things. I mean, you built your own network. You built your own entirely parallel media ecosystem so that you don't have to be reliant on these people, which is exactly what conservatives would be doing if they put their money where their mouth is. Instead of, you know, writing ponderous articles for National Review and Commentary magazine about how we ought to do it, you've gone and done it. I've started a publishing imprint, and now I can publish not just me, but other people too. You know, other people I like who can't find...
That which doesn't kill you only makes you stronger. During the break, you said some important things about thinning the herd, what their pressure's done to us.
Yeah, I think the progressive mission to make it as expensive and difficult and stressful and exhausting and complicated as possible to be a conservative or a libertarian in public life has an inevitable effect. And it is that only people with superhuman stamina and resources are able to survive. So you need to have money. You need to be one of those people that just can take the licks and keep on getting up. Now, you and I both have some personal qualities that mean that we're both, you know, we'll take it, we'll get up the next day, and we'll come back twice as hard. But not everybody is like that. And certainly most of the people on the left aren't like that. But to survive at all in conservative media in public, you have to be like that because of what they do to you. And that's, I think, one of the reasons there's so little talent on the conservative right in America. There's
and what's
so
crazy is people think getting attacked by scum and by people that are control freaks is bad. It's good. It's the animating contest of liberty. It's like if we didn't have gravity, we'd be jellyfish. These people are making us stronger. It's enjoyable now to have them put more weight on me and then break free because, like Doomsday, every time they attack, we get stronger.
Yes, what does not break me only makes me more fabulous.
Come on, let's just compare it. I mean, those of us that have made it through their attacks are like Doomsday now. And, you know, that's how they feel.
We're indestructible. It's no wonder they hate us so much. No wonder they fear us so much. No wonder they cannot allow our college talks or our TV shows or our media appearances to proceed unedited, untrammeled, you know, unsabotaged. Because after everything they've thrown at us, the fact that we're still standing and still just as defiant and have just as big audiences, if not even more huge than before, makes us terrible.
Exactly. And Trump's the same. So let's look at Trump and talk about where you see him going, what he's done right, what he's done wrong. 6 months in with Milo Yiannopoulos, the new best-selling book, Dangerous, available at InfoWarsStore.com and everywhere as well.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Mycos EX is back in after 5+ months sold out. Talk about next level probiotic. It's the antifungus, anti-yeast, latest technology, 4.8 stars. It's been sold out for months, big waiting list, limited amount because it's so hard to get the compounds and to have it be California standards. Nobody's got something that's good. Save 30% off of Mycos EX and get the gut health support back when you get it with the Biome Defense 50 million live in each pill probiotic. Mycos EX contains 7 of the world's most powerful organic and well-crafted ingredients designed to attack and melt away the membrane of yeast and fungal organisms. Start fighting back against hidden yeast and fungus with Mycos EX at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. 10% off when you choose auto ship. It's kind of embarrassing to get family and crew members on that, you know, have irritable bowel and Crohn's type stuff that didn't exist 50 years ago. Now it's epidemic. But I'm getting ready to have a bunch of folks go ahead and come on air and tell you what it did for them, because regardless, you can't lose your fun in the operation. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The Alex Jones Show.
Just a good old boy, never meaning no harm. Beats all you never saw, been in trouble with the law since the day they was born. Straightening the curve, yeah. Planting the hills. Someday the mountain might get them, but the law never will.
That's right. The mountain might get them, but the law never will.
The only way they know how.
Milo is here in studio with us. He's already got the best-selling book that they pulled off the shelves. And now it's back, reborn with his own publishing operation, already climbing the charts.
And a much better cover than Simon & Schuster had as well. I look far more handsome than they wanted me to look. Which is, of course, the most important thing to any gay author.
Absolutely. People really need to order the book at InfoWarsStore.com. Dangerous.com is the website. And I got to say, that is the best URL ever. I bet you paid handsomely for it. I am jealous.
I won't tell you how much I paid for it, but I'm very happy to have acquired Dangerous.com. Once the book is kind of, the book tour is over, I'm going to hand it over to the imprint that we set up, Dangerous Books.
That is like the best in this whole media climate. I couldn't think of a better.
Well, I'll give you an email address. You know, Alex at Dangerous.
Well, since you're gay, the Blaze would be pretty good. I'm sorry.
Oh, Glenn Beck's far more of a fag than I am.
Oh, there's no doubt. Anyway, sorry.
No, I'll leave that to the other big.
That'll be in the news.
I'll leave that to the other big gay lord in conservative media. No.
Tonight at dinner in Dallas, Riley Anopoulos and Glenn Beck at Gaylord's. Sorry. Yeah, good food there.
He called me a threat to the Republic. He called me Goebbels. And they say that we have loose mouths. I mean, what is wrong with them?
Well, you know, he's the new guy who goes around as the Judas goat and goes, conservatives are all fake and frauds. I'm one. I'm sorry. He crawls around on failed establishment publications, always trying to sabotage everything.
You just see his name in the New York Times. You're like, what are you doing? And he thinks it's some kind of victory. It's like, I am parking my tanks on their lawn. I'm making this insurgency into the enemy territory. No, they're laughing at you. They have neutered you. He's like what's the one in Game of Thrones that is, you know?
He's a gelding. He's a eunuch.
He's a eunuch. They've cut it off. They've chopped it off.
Well, the word is actually, I'm not against this. Glenn Beck actually was a woman that transitioned into a man.
Do you think so?
Actually, I heard he's pregnant.
Really?
No, I'm serious. This is breaking.
Every day the Daily Mail seems to find some new pregnant man, and I just know, give it a couple of days, the next one's going to be Glenn, 56, from Texas.
let me give you the next news. It's my baby.
Well, that really would be something.
I'm going to be honest. I've had a relationship with one back.
What would your
celebrity
name be? Alec Glalix. Glalix. Your celebrity couple name is Glalix.
The Glalix Empire attacked Earth from its Mars base. The little Glenn Beck, Alex Jones clone babies.
Oh,
that would be an ugly baby.
Well, to the extent that it was Glenn's, yeah.
No, you're being nice. I mean, Glenn is a good looking woman.
Yeah. I'm sure he has some virtues. I haven't discovered any of them yet. But
what it is being hyper jealous of anybody getting more attention than him.
I think that's it. You know, I think I've noticed that about him. When I started to get a bit of a media profile, and I teased him lightly in a Breitbart column, just a little bit of gentle teasing. And he comes down on me like a ton of bricks on his radio show saying, this guy is a threat to the Republic. He's the new Goebbels.
Oh, he takes himself really serious.
Oh, my goodness.
Because he's really not a woman. He's Moses. He's just missing the big beard. Like, he went up on the mountain, Milo. He came down. You're supposed to bow down to him.
I don't think he's ever recovered from that march he did, which it's a sort of mess. There's something messianic about him, except it's a sort of tragedy in the Hegelian sense of tragedy, where you've got these sort of warring ideas about good and evil. And he no longer has a conservative moral compass. So he doesn't really understand what's right and wrong anymore. He just knows that he's really, really, really important.
Exactly. What's up with the creepy sweaters, too?
He dresses like an elderly gay antiques dealer. You just imagine having these porcelain glasses, and he's sort of looking down his nose at those nubile young boys in the antique shop or something.
Oh man.
My goodness.
Oh boy. Well, you know, that's the other
good news is that was yesterday's.
They said he could never do broadcast because he was too busy always designing the interior and like what he was.
Look at the offices of the place. You know, no wonder the network's gone to shit. He spent all the time picking the drapes and forgot to come up with a business model.
That's what they said. But again, I love it. Yours is called Dangerous, which is real hard. Dangerous the Tyrant, best name ever. He picked the Blaze. Did he not get the Freudian slip?
And you know what's so ridiculous about him? I mean, say what you want about Tommy Lahren. I think she's pretty.
Are you attracted to Glenn Beck? Look at him right there. He looks like a chipmunk.
No. So the only personality on his network that ever had any hope of making it big time, he just neglected and mismanaged, and later said he would never have hired if he'd ever seen her or met her. Tommy Lahren, you know?
Absolutely.
I mean, say what you want. I think she was silly for doing what she did on The View. I think it's, I don't think she should have let them sort of bully her into doing
that. Well, I mean, Dana Loesch is a firecracker, too.
Oh, okay. So Dana's got some spunk, as we say in
English. I mean, to quote Led Zeppelin, I can watch the honey drip, can't keep away.
Right, but she but she had a career before she went there. You know, she was at Breitbart before she had, you know, I'm talking about people that the Blaze could have incubated out of nowhere and turned into media stars. The only one that I can think of that could have been, you know, a sensation, he has been so rude about and, you know, just and this is a thing.
That's because he's jealous. Like when people are huge, I want them on my show because they're interesting and I want us all to get bigger together. But so many other talk show hosts are violently jealous of everybody else.
Of course. And it's so ugly and it's so petty and it just makes you look like such a bitch, you know?
One good thing about Drudge is he's been a big kingmaker. He's really helped a lot of people. He seems to not be, going with the trend of being jealous.
No. And he's perfectly, but you see, he's just got such brilliant natural journalistic instincts. He loves characters and he loves the arc of celebrity. He loves building people up and then watching them get into trouble and then getting themselves
exactly.
out of
it. Exactly. He gets the real soap opera of life.
Of course.
And he's kind of the window through which he sees the world.
He's the perfect tabloid journalist because he sees everything in terms of personality, who's up, who's down. You know, you get, in the New York Post or whatever, you get the winners of the week and losers of the week. You know, that's how Drudge operates. And it's fantastic and it's fascinating and it's brilliant. And it's how we've come to see politics. It's how we've come to see all sorts of things. You know,
he's the dominant window gestalt of our modern world.
And not very keen on Glenn Beck anymore.
No.
He's very mean about Beck in all kinds of subtle and delightful ways.
Absolutely. Well, expanding on all this, speaking of the devil, we've got a funder operation. The book's available at InfoWarsStore.com, Dangerous.com, not at the flaming ember.
The blaze, its end was always prophesied in its name. You know, it's going to go down.
It's got so many metaphors. No, the blaze.
Burns. Exactly how it started and exactly how it'll end.
It's kind of like naming it Shooting Star.
Just the Icarus Network.
That's why I chose InfoWar. It goes on forever.
Of course.
And so we're just chronicling that in my own obnoxious way. But seriously, we have the 1776 specials, the new specials for the month of August, keeping with my trend of just discounting everything more and more because folks love that. And our Brain Force Nootropic, which I'll be taking today when I do a two-hour interview for his show with Milo later.
I'm on your brain pills today.
Really? You're
kidding? Yes. No, I had them in the Brain Force pills, yeah.
Did they kick in?
I do feel more awake than I was earlier. I'm not going to lie. I mean, I don't know whether it's just your energy or the studio lights or the Brain Force, but I do feel more lively than I did 2 hours ago.
Well, Brain Force, well, thank you. It's $17.76, 55% off. Survival Shield, the good halogen, that is $17.76, 55% off. We've never, 50% is the highest we've ever gone. On X2, that's huge. 55% off. Secret 12, high quality methylcobalamin, vitamin B12 organic, under the tongue. That is $17.76, 55% off. Oil of oregano, super good for the body. It's a Mediterranean variety. $17.76, 40% off. Biotru selenium for the mustard seed, 29% off. $17.76 goes great with the X2. Introducing Super Blue high quality mouthwash. My dad, a dentist, designed one of the top producers of mouthwash out there. It's got colloidal silver in it. It's concentrated, a big bottle, 11% off out of the gate, $17.76. The John Oliver Challenge, because he demonized it, our bone protein system with the one with the high quality whey is 30% off of the Caveman and our new whey product. That's 30% off and 50% off all the high quality silver products at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. And we've got on there, as seen on HBO.
That's one of the things I like about you the most. It's one of the things that we have in common. I've got to tell you. Look, so the beginning of my book is all of the mean things people have said about me. So all the worst things that people have said
but
about me.
But it genuinely entertains me.
Oh, it's so fun. They don't realize. They think they're...
My wife is so sick of my guilty pleasure. I'm like hunting out the most horrible thing.
The most hated man on the internet. He doesn't have feelings. The ultimate troll. Bullying, bleach blonde tantrum starter, Trump troll with daddy issues, monstrous, trollish, goblin prince. Undignified, cold and low, polarizing and counterproductive, doesn't deserve Twitter, idiot, transphobic, hate monger, an icon of the fringe internet. And then flamboyant homosexual with movie star good looks. I don't know how that got in there. But one of the things I like about you, and I think it comes from a self-confidence of knowing that if they didn't make you, they can't break
well,
you.
Well, I also like laughing at myself. Exactly. I mean, I do goofy stuff.
You do goofy stuff. Although I have to tell you, and we're going to talk about this one, because I'm going to interview you after this for my channel, and I want to tell you that you have been vindicated in a way that even I didn't anticipate. There is, of course, that famous clip of you talking about frogs.
Yes.
Well, the Daily Mail, in the last 7 days, released a story saying that that chemicals that are going through our water system, partly as a result of contraceptives, are turning fish transgender. Now, technically, they've become intersex. So they're not transgender so much as no gender. But, I mean, it's sort of one of those laws of the universe. You wait long enough, Alex Jones turns out to be right.
Well, sure. I mean, I was reading articles about it, and then I just made the comment like 5 years ago. Listen, you know, there's always people that are naturally, you have different sexual preferences. I'm saying chemically, it's mainly giving people cancer. But they ignored all that part, and I said the gay frog thing on purpose. Then Howard Stern thought it was funny.
It's so funny, but it's so funny. But it's one of those things, like, you know, you have these moments of sort of metaphoric, rhetorical kind of excess. And
then, well, I feed the trolls. I do it on purpose.
No, I know you do. I know you. Of course, I know you do. And I will tell these outrageous jokes. And it's like, if you're John Oliver or John Stewart or Bill Maher, you're allowed to talk about current issues, you're allowed to be a journalist, and you're allowed to crack jokes and be a media personality, be entertaining, have like an entertainment news magazine-y kind of show, and it's perfectly fine. But if you're on the right, your most jokey bit will get thrown back at you a year later, you know, in
journalism. As serious.
Now we finished talking about Syria. Do you think the frogs are gay? And it's, what are you doing? Like, nobody who watched that show thinks it's so disingenuous.
Well, I thought his joke was funny about, you know, the other gay frog, WB. Hello, my baby. Hello, my darling. Hello, my good time pal. And we're making jokes about all this. It's clearly like when I, like, here's the headline. Jones believes Trump's having sex with goblins. And I just like to say the word goblins.
It is a good, and you also like satanic and Satan. But you use... I like how you use it. You use it in metaphorically sometimes, you know, just to mean really, really bad. You know, and I
say I'm wearing my satanic conservative outfit, you know, with a right. Fancy wristwatch. This isn't really fancy.
Because you're suggesting that that's how they see you.
Exactly.
But then it's misrepresented as you describing yourself as satanic, because these people take, you know, what would, if it were on the left, be a perfectly well understood entertainment, you know, a blend of entertainment, social commentary, news, and all the rest of it, which the left is allowed to do. They have dozens of shows. They're on all the networks. You know, just go watch any of them. Right? They're allowed to do it. They can do silly skits and spoofs and dress up in silly costumes and make fun of the news and then make serious points. And Jon Stewart, of course, who's the master of this, you know, used to retreat into this, I'm just a comedian, whenever something he said seriously got thrown back at him later and he couldn't stand it up or he couldn't justify it. He's like, oh, well, I'm just a comedian. I'm on Comedy Central after all. Yeah, but you're probably the most influential political commentator of your generation, so give it a rest. You know, but it's perfectly allowed on the left. But if you're on the right, or even just libertarian, you have to, you know, you're held to these...
Because, again, they want to set the rules and not have competition intellectually because they're anti-intellectual. But expanding on that, what about the paradigm of all their major news shows have almost no viewers? They're now canceling. In fact, I never even celebrated this a week ago. They canceled Megyn Kelly's show early.
I meant to ask you about that. Are you devastated?
I'm devastated, but separately. Separately, though, let me bring this up because you're an expert on this. I want your take on it. All their top news shows that still have viewers are Colbert and John Oliver, and they do have big audiences.
Yeah.
But they're posing as real newsmen when they have dozens and dozens, sometimes hundreds of writers on full-time staff to read off a teleprompter. They have fake laugh tracks playing in the background. All of it's fake, and then they pose and say, we're fake news, and then edit things. What does it say about them that their last bastion are comedians?
And bad comedians. I think they use it as a sort of therapy. I think they use it as a kind of... As an emotional support mechanism.
A ghost dance.
Yeah.
Like they're losing, but they can still laugh at us.
And as long as they can still be sarcastic and snarky, somehow they can at least keep up the fiction that they might be in the right. I watched that John Oliver segment about your show, and he's supposed to be a comedian. Not a single one of his punchlines landed. Not a single... I mean, there was just... by the end of it, I was trying to work out something to ask you about it, and it was so boring. And so rubbish compared, you know, I mean, look, neither of us are difficult people to satirize. Let's be honest, you know, because we like to have fun with ourselves, because we enjoy laughing at ourselves. We're not difficult people to satirize. Yet they can't do it because they're such bad comedians. It's not just that their last resort is to comedy. Their last resort is to unfunny comedy. It's awful. It just makes me, you know, it just makes me sad because America has produced great comedians, Bill Burr, Joan Rivers. And these days it seems like a sort of... particularly unsatisfying branch of leftist activism.
Exactly, and they're getting more desperate as even their big comedy shows get less and less viewers. You know, I'm tempted to show a tweet, or not a tweet, a text from Megyn Kelly, and she's also put some tweets out. The last tweet I sent her, was... I probably shouldn't do it, but the point was, I told her, I said,
Come on.
You watch, this is going...
I can hear your producer saying, do it. Come on, do it.
Well, okay, later I'll talk about it maybe. I got to pull it up. But the point is, I told her, I said, you think you've destroyed me. I said, mark my words, you're going to be burned up by this and your job's going to be terminated. And I told her that in person, too. We've got the audio. I haven't aired that yet. I'm tempted to have Rob do pull that audio up and pull the text up later. And it wasn't an arrogance. I knew that she was going to edit it and try to destroy me. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't that I was that strong. It's that America's totally turned against the establishment. And when they built it up like David versus Goliath, mm-hmm. and that they were the David, everybody saw her as the Goliath. And I knew that they could have run a dead, dying dog up against her with maggots all over it. And the people would have chosen the dead, dying dog over her because they see her as Medusa, and that's my point to them, is everyone is sick of them.
She's also not hugely talented, and I think
she's not exactly
I think she got a show because she was mean to Trump. She got a show because she dared to ask Trump a difficult question, which he completely bested her on, by the way. He completely flattened it with that amazing, only Rosie O'Donnell, like, won the presidency for me in that moment. You know, like, I was like, you've called women dogs, speaking of that, only Rosie O'Donnell. Okay, done. You're my guy.
Stay there. It's like, I've got the Madam President Newsweek here. It's fun to read.
Oh, I love it. Oh, I've never seen it in real life.
Oh, the whole thing's how he lost and what state she won.
I'm so excited.
Because it shows they were trying to steal the election.
Yeah.
They were sure they were. And so here's the blueprint.
Do you know that's the moment I knew he definitely won? When I saw that...
Stay right there, Milo. Milo in studio.
Disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
What if we're really in some weird old... alternate universe than this is, or virtual reality, and Milo and myself are just interfacing, and Hillary really won, and so we're looking at a real Madam President, actual physical magazine.
Only one of these two things was actually published, and it wasn't the one the establishment wanted.
No, it wasn't.
It wasn't Newsweek's Madam President special. It was, of course, My Dangerous. Can I show you my favorite thing in this?
Yes, yes. In fact, Milo Yiannopoulos, a best-selling author, his book banned. Now he's publishing himself, Dangerous, available at InfoWarsStore.com, Dangerous.com, which is the most manly name you could have, not The Blaze, the blazing fag of Glenn Beck. Sorry, it's fun to say that. We're not being anti-gay. We love the fact Glenn's gay.
It's wonderful.
It's like, I want to date. Look. I'm a latent person. I want you, Glenn Beck. Marry me. I'm not going to lie anymore. I want Glenn Beck. You know what this is called? Mega troll. This will be all over the newspapers.
Sorry, I'm done.
All right, seriously. Actually, I am gay. I like Hillary Clinton. He's the hottest man I've ever seen. Oh, I want to marry him.
No.
Milo, give us your review of Madam President Newsweek.
It's a wonderful thing, and I just want to show you one image, which is my favorite.
No, review the whole thing.
Oh, all right, okay, fine. We start with Hillary. Look at this. You see that she was never... Suits. They were always a problem, weren't they? You've started in the Newsweek special with these wonderful pictures of Hillary looking intense and serious and statesmanlike, setting you up for the features.
She was focused for the job of her life.
No,
it was her destiny.
She was born to do it. She was born to be America's first female president. And all these wonderful features that Newsweek prepared before it knew the results of the election, explaining why she'd won, why Trump had lost, and towards the end of the special, you've got all these things about how, oh, Trump lives in a fantasy world where facts are irrelevant, despite his claims.
And that's why he was defeated.
This, what, Park Ridge.
He stood against the siren of beauty.
Look at this lovely Lifetime special.
Oh, there's Bill Clinton.
Park Ridge to Pennsylvania Avenue.
There she is, the little CIA operative in college.
Loving.
Leading the ladies.
You know, it's a political dynasty.
There's the good family.
From the beloved rapist in chief all the way down to no first housewife. She's not going to take it lying down. She's going to get the office.
Oh, no. This is her second time in the White House. She's in charge.
Yeah, she's in charge. Oh, look.
There she is with Al Gore, baby.
Okay, so it wasn't
her and Tipper are going to get the sack tonight. Yeah.
Beautiful. Anyway, and it goes on and on. Oh, look, Senate and state, as her victories. Newsweek is charting.
It's about her victory after victory, the meteoric rise of the vertical queen.
It's inexorable. Inexorable.
It's unstoppable rise.
Nothing could
destiny.
Nothing could possibly have stopped it. At the State Department, and we all know what a great success, what a terrific success.
Failed state, Libya, ISIS, Al-Qaeda.
Wonderful.
She likes football. She's a winner.
Oh, and now we get to the really good stuff. The new war on Hillary. The misogyny.
Oh, they attacked her, but she fought through.
Oh, and there she is, looking noble and defiant.
Noble and defiant.
Oh, she's beautiful. And look.
A lover of the ladies, a defender.
And she's also her own woman, let's not forget. Letting Hillary be Hillary.
Oh, that's her. She wasn't fake at all.
Emerging from her husband's shadow to be a real... convincing and authentic personality.
Crawling out of the mouth of hell.
Why have you become Churchill?
Friends with Obama. Hold on, we gotta go to break. Oh. The exciting conclusion in 70 seconds with Milo Yiannopoulos.
We're not done yet.
Ladies and gentlemen, get ready for Newsweek. They're not fake news. No, Hillary won, and they told you even state by state how she won.
That's right.
And it matches just how they tried to steal it that night. But everything's okay. Newsweek said, I want to kill liberals. I never said it. Doesn't matter. That's why they're called fake news. That's why they're collapsing. Third hour, straight ahead. Spread the word. Be part of the revolution. InfoWars.com. Dangerous.com.
Visit
and the Blaze Pink Tutu's website.
But
after being sold out for months, our best-selling super...